We're peaceful, you know.
I was watching this video the other day. You know, this PUA stuff is mostly that these days. Looksmaxers are the new PUAs. Not all of them, of course. I mean, technically speaking, I am a Looksmaxer too, but a lot of Looksmax content creators are the new PUAs. Charging lonely men thousands of dollars. Not being honest about how much change they can accomplish. Fake Looksmax techniques and what have you, right? But that old PUA doctrine of, oh brother, you know, the first 1,000 approaches is just warm up. You need to do mass cold approaches. That doctrine is back. A specter is haunting the manosphere, guys. The ghost of Yad is here. Baby Yad finally finds out what we have been saying for years, but still can't face the truth. The cognitive dissonance and mental gymnastics is something to talk about, guys.
The problem isn't your looks, it's because you never flipped her primal switch. And you have to understand that there's a biological switch inside every single woman that, when activated, makes her feel an uncontrollable pull towards a man, even if he's not her usual type.
Oh, you need to flip the switch in our brain. You gotta flip, bro. Got rejected 100 times in a row, you gotta approach 200 more. 500 more. It is just a numbers game. It is about staying strong in the face of rejection. Bro, not only your self-esteem is gonna take a hit, but you also gonna get labeled. You are gonna start getting banned from bars and places, especially if it is a small town. You will be giving those girls free premium gas, free ego boost.
Last year, I went through a process of trying to be more social and improve my dating life without using the apps. So I got really in my head about the process. So back in July, I decided to hire a dating coach.
Why'd you hire a dating coach?
Tell me that.
I won't even answer that.
Here's what happens when you type in my legal name on Google. Oh, yeah.
Where'd you guys go?
We got Starbucks. We came back.
Starbucks.
To you.
Oh, well, you found me. So are we doing the four-way or what's the plan?
Yeah.
You could just put your number here.
And you're gonna email me, is that right?
I'll text you. You send me your email, and then from there I'll hit you on the email.
Okay, perfect. That's actually my number. So.
All right. I'm telling her my name. Hey, what's up?
Come back. Come hang out with us.
My name is Blake, by the way. But I gotta go film this video. But I'm down to hang like later.
Okay. Amazing. We'll see you then.
You know, people don't understand just how bad things have gone. Actually, when not what it takes to. You know, get a girl who's like 2 looks points below you, which is the trend these days. I was approached, guys, I did 100 approaches on a college campus. Most of the guys that I see in these relationships, it's so brutal, man, when you really start paying attention.
Welcome to 2015, bro. But I will say this, at least this guy admits men are dating down. You know, when people say, oh, brother, it ain't about looks. You know, check out this couple in real life. You know, the couples in real life meme. They almost always underrate the dude and overrate the hell out of the girl. Even in this community, like, people don't know how to rate. I will die on this hill. I am not gonna give any names, but I was talking to a community figure. And even he does it, bruh. I was like, you only say she mugs him because he's bald. Literally, the only reason is you don't compare them on a craniofacial level. Oh, the dude shaved his hair. That means he's dating up. Bro, I promise you one thing. If you could find the brothers of those girls, you know, of the couples where people think the girl is dating down, right? If you could find the brothers of the girls in a relationship, you would realize that the 90% of the time, the brother is getting mocked into the shadow realm. Into the shadow realm, bro. By the guy his sister is dating. Sure, like, you can get into a relationship as a 5 out of 10, 4 out of 10, somewhat, some way. But the context of the relationship, sometimes they are going to be dating down. If not, they are going to be super expendable. And often both dating down and also still expendable. What are you going to do?
You see Chads with sixes, you see Chad lights with fives, you see tall, high tier normies with fours, and then anything below that, most of these guys ain't getting shit. Part of that is also because no one's shooting volume these days. Nobody's actually going out and trying to do anything about it.
He's still not getting it. Bro, the reason is literally the opposite of it. They do something about it. It is just they don't have to do it in the bars and clubs cold approaching in 2025 anymore. They took their cringe maxing to private channels, bruh. But they still do volume shooting. If anything, they do it more than before, thanks to social media. I'm not even talking about dating apps, dude. These days, people use entire social media to shoot their shots, to cringe max. Even something like Discord. I am not even joking. Like, I remember once I had changed my profile picture to some chick, and people in some random server I was in were assuming I was that chick. And mind you, I never even claimed to be a woman. I never said anything in that server, but I was still getting messages, DMs from dudes in that server. I never even sent a single message, guys. But still, men would send me unsolicited messages, cringe maxing, trying to flip my brain. Literally, all it took was me changing my profile picture. All it took was that, bruh.
Excuse me, can I tell you something very quickly?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just saw you and I thought you looked really nice.
Okay. Thanks.
I just wanted to say hello.
Okay, hi.
You see Chads with sixes, you see Chad lights with fives, you see tall, high tier normies with fours.
And watch what he said himself disprove him, guys. He said, you see Chad lights go out with ugly girls. Bro, that is because she knows she has too many guys shooting their shots, that she can date a dude way better than herself. The very reason for it is the fact that women are bombarded with messages, men cringe maxing, trying to woo her, trying to flip the switch on her brain. I mean, either he's being disingenuous here, or his brain doesn't register this concept. Oh, dude, it is because men don't improve. They don't shoot their shot. No, dude, they do. In fact, they do it a lot more than before. They just do it online. Times changed. Women are bombarded with options. And yes, you can get into relationships, I know. Even if you are sub-6, through mass cold approaching. Just get rejected 10,000 times, you know, you will find someone that will bestow you with the great privilege of being in her presence. But like, one, you will need to go below your looks match. I mean, you will have to. Don't listen to his, only approach women hotter than yourself. These guys always overrate women's looks. You're breathing and you are not overweight, they are gonna think you are hot. And two, even then, like, you are going to have a relationship in your hands where you got to be the jester maxer. You are going to be easily replaceable. You are going to be on a timer till she finds a better flipper, better jester maxer. But he's right, you know. Try hard enough, go through enough rejections, and it is bound to happen. The same goes for online as well, you know. Beg hard enough online, it is going to happen eventually, if you want it that badly. What I am telling men, as opposed to this PUA, is looks max and then geo max. Save your dignity, brother. Your dignity and your mental health as well.
You know what's happening now? Guys are taking everything they can get. They're desperate. They're giving them attention. And now you have girls who are like sub-5 treating better looking guys like shit. Yo, let me tell you guys a story. On Saturday, there's this one chick holding a pizza box, right? And I went up to her and I was like, yo, is that a pizza box? She goes, yeah. And she was just giving me attitude. And I'm like, all right, can I have a slice? You know, just a normal question. Can I have a slice? You could say no. You could politely decline. And then she goes no and fuck right off. Like, she was just being a complete bitch. And I look at her and I'm like, but you're literally a sub-5. Like, who do you think you are?
Because that girl telling you off had to interact with too many dudes like you and your victims trying to flip her brain, doing, you know, volume flipping, mass flipping. You think you are the only one trying to run game on her? Guys, this is what you get. When you have dudes trying to do mass cold approaches, it is because of all the dudes like your victims cringe maxing. That is what got that sub-5 girl treating you like that. Even with your genius opener, you know. Is that a pizza? Wow, what an opener, man. Yes, would be proud. You are moving the game forward, brother. Going up to a girl eating pizza and asking her, is that a pizza indeed? No, it is a fucking rocket launcher. Like, what do you expect her to say? And by the way, guys, I personally guarantee you this. He's only calling her a sub-5 because his cold approach didn't work. If she gave him her number, if she let him be in her rotation of jester maxers to keep her entertained, he wasn't gonna call her a sub-5. 1000%, bruh. By the way, don't get me wrong. I do believe that she was indeed a sub-5. But he wasn't gonna rate her that if she was perceptive to his approach. Guys, I personally guarantee you this myself. This is literally a personal guarantee.
A million have already. already. Tonight, it's probably happened 6 or 7 times.
I already been hit on, my boyfriend got mad at me, so.
I've been approached by like 5, we just got here, so. Everyone's been like, what's your number, what's your number? So I wanna say at least 15 tonight.
15?
Yeah.
15 dudes came up to you.
Yeah.
You rejected all of them?
I said I have a boyfriend, but I don't.
You have to be persistent in the face of rejection. You have to be resilient to it. And women are out there fucking, you know, hitting the vape, smiling, going to the clubs, soaking up infinite attention. They're too powerful. They need to be nerfed. I'm sorry, but every chick needs to be nerfed.
Every chick needs to be nerfed, he says. You are nerfing them by telling men to volume approach. Surely that is gonna do the nerfing, brother. Soaking up the attention will decrease surely, right? If even more guys start cold approaching them, that'll knock them down a peck. Wow, man, you got it all figured out. Every chick needs to be nerfed, sure. Mass cold approaching will do that to those women.
You have to be persistent in the face of rejection. You have to be resilient to it.
The cognitive dissonance here is insane. And he's not even wrong, he's right. You see that all the time when you are in social situations. The confidence, the credentials ratio they have is off the charts. But he's contributing to it. The truth is just too painful for him to admit. The truth that his mentality, the mentality he's pushing, is literally the cause of all this.
They're on an imaginary pedestal. They are literally on the pedestal now, looking down at every guy.
And who is putting them on that pedestal? Why are they on that pedestal?
No respect for them. And you can feel it. You can feel it when you talk to them. The dynamic, the way they look at you. They know in their heads that they are better than you. They really believe that they are better than you.
Of course they believe that. And again, of course, you can feel the dynamic. Doing mass cold approaches, even as a guy who is above average, once you cold approach a girl, that is pretty much submission. At that point, she knows she holds all the cards. She's not stupid, bro. She knows what you are doing. That is why they think they are better than you. That is why they are looking down on you. They feel on pedestal because you are literally putting them on pedestal by cold approaching them. And keep in mind, that is you. You have somewhat a pretty boy prototype going on. Imagine others trying hard with game to woo them, trying to be witty, trying to flip their brains. That is why they look down on you. And you would too. In their shoes, you would too. You still don't understand how much they are getting bombarded with attention from what they consider to be mediocre men. You said it yourself, man. Even you, they look down on, and you are above average. Imagine how they are looking at oofy doofies. Like, I love how he's contributing to literally every single thing he's complaining about. You gotta understand how much cringe maxing and flipping attempts these girls go through in their daily life. Like, start from the class, from their classmates, right? She's gonna say hi one time, and the dude is gonna try to flip her brain at school. She gets home from school, you know, wants to play some video games. The moment she says something in voice chat, the dudes are gonna try to flip. Everybody's trying a little bit harder, you know. Even your buddy is trying to talk to her. She goes on Discord. Again, dudes trying to flip her brain, cringe maxing, trying to spit game. She goes out, this time gets cold approached by your victims, trying to flip her brain with 200 IQ lines, such as, you know, asking her if what she's eating is actually a pizza indeed. Oh, I can feel they look down on me when I cold approach them. Of course. You need to understand how much flipping Gen Z chicks go through, bro. They are exposed to cringe maxing levels beyond your comprehension. This is why I say men are the cringe maxing gender. Natural born cringe maxers.
Excuse me, guys, I have to confess something.
What?
I fell in love with your friend right here.
Hey, good luck. Better luck next time.
Good luck. What's
your name? Line, buddy.
You're lying? No. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
I can see why.
Hey, yeah, fuck off.
Excuse me. Listen, I have a question. I think you're beautiful.
Thank you.
What's your name? Okay. Have a good one. Excuse me. I think the grand
there's something fundamentally broken with the dating market. I don't know what social media did to the brains of Gen Z women, like to the brains of younger women, but these chicks are finished, guys. These chicks are finished, yo. Even when they're interested. Like, I did 100 approaches, right? Yeah, sure, you know, if you do approaches in 2025, more women are going to be standoffish compared to like 10 years ago. I don't know what they're putting in women's foods, guys. They're cooking them hormonally, but like, you know, there's more women who are standoffish, but even the high interest ones, personality wise, they're all boring as shit, yo. Like most of these chicks are boring as fuck. And they have like, their looks are carrying them so hard. And if it wasn't for their looks, there would be nothing. They're like empty vessels. You try to talk to them. It's like their social skills. Like Gen Z girls have the worst social skills I think I've ever seen.
But I don't know why they are boring as shit. Just vessels. Because of guys like you, bro. Literally, like men in masses just are maxing. Trying to find the switch in her brain. You think you are the only one trying to do that to those girls? Girls with the personality of a kitchen sponge. By the way, don't get it twisted. I know what he's trying to mean. Especially common among Gen Z. Like, holy shit, bro. And I don't even mean intellectual, boring conversations. I don't expect them to be able to have a conversation, have a discussion with me on the Vietnamese Civil War, right? The history of South Vietnam. In fact, I don't even expect her to know what South Vietnam is. You say South Vietnam to her, she's gonna think it is the bar down the street. She's gonna think it is some cocktail. Which is fine, but like, they don't have any interesting hobbies. They are not funny. Nothing. A TV show they can talk about. And social media. That's it. But when you look at their confidence to credentials ratio they have, it is off the charts. Maybe she has nothing to back it up, back that confidence up. But that ratio, confidence to credentials ratio, it is still crazy. And the sad thing is, often they ain't even got the looks. He says looks, but more often than not, they don't even have that. I don't know the girls he's referring to, but the ones I am talking about, they were no supermodels. And I am pretty sure the same goes for the girls he was referring to as well. He approached, you know, maybe a 5 out of 10 white girl who is not overweight. And that is hot to him. Men, especially high libido men, overweight women. You could be a 4 out of 10. But when you have all these dudes trying to shoot their shot, clown max, jester max, trying to flip your brain, you are going to be like, holy shit, I am him. I am her. I must be that girl. Very normal, guys. Very normal. Because that is what she's experiencing. Her reality is the reality, according to her. He says they don't have any hobbies. They are super boring. And that is because they grew up with men laughing at every little thing they say. The same would happen to you. If you go find those girls he was referring to as boring as shit, yo, you would notice that those women, they think they are actually funny and cool to be around. And the proof they have got for this line of thinking, is the feedback they get from PUAs and their victims, from guys trying to run some sort of brain switching technique on them.
Like, deadass, bro, none of these girls are dateable, yo. None of these girls even want relationships half the time. And, you know, I just feel like a lot of these chicks, because of social media, because of TikTok, because of the influx of attention that they get, dopamine junkies, they're finished. Everything about them just pisses me off, yo.
And despite that, you are still telling your victims to go through countless rejections to get into a relationship with one of those girls. Oh, bro, you gotta stay strong in the face of rejection. What does that make you? Their dopamine receptors are fried because of all the guys shooting their shot. She knows for a fact that she can replace you within a day. Even if you did flip her brain, after a certain amount of clown maxing, jester maxing, she knows she can replace you in a snap of a finger.
The only thing you can do is get colder or move somewhere easy. That's literally it. Get colder, get better game, spam more volume, stop being passive.
What he doesn't realize is he's setting up his victims for a losing game. If you do that game volume approach, the only thing you are going to accomplish is giving those girls, who he calls more boring than a kitchen sponge, even more dopamine, even more ego, without getting anything much in return. Maybe some of them are going to give you their numbers to not risk anything. Easier to ghost you later. The girl maybe is going to be nice to you, not to risk your secret coming out in front of her. I mean, ghosting you later is a lot easier.
Let's assume that you're a good-looking guy. You're one of these dudes who just looks maxes. That's the common advice. Oh, just looks max and let them come to you. You're either going to end up with a mid who you're unattracted to, or you're going to end up with no girls at all.
That is because a lot of looks maxing done by people is soft looks maxing and doesn't move the needle. And sometimes not even hard maxing is going to do that. What he said is true, even with looks max. In today's Western market, if you are, let's say, 5 out of 10 and you get to 6 or 7 out of 10 by looks maxing and expect woman to approach you, you are going to end up alone. Or with a girl you are not even attracted to. This is true in today's dating market. You go do some basic looks max and expect a woman to approach you, you are going to end up alone. But this will be the case for other dudes as well. A lot of those game guys just go for uglier chicks, way uglier than themselves. That is why they think it works at times. But what they are doing is basically the same, just contributing to the hypergamy. Mass cold approach will only give you PTSD, bro, and then get you maybe in a relationship where you are replaceable.
What is the alternative? What are you going to do if you don't cold approach? There is no other way. If you are not spamming volume, if you are not persistent in the face of rejection, oh, dude, I'm trauma farming. Give me a fucking break, bro. Give me a break. If you don't get stronger with each rejection, you're finished.
My usual recommendation is the combination of looks maxing and geo maxing. Because the chances are looks maxing ain't gonna be enough. Ain't gonna be enough to make you that guy in the West where the standards are just insane. That is why you combine both. I helped plenty of people ascend this way. And the good thing is, you can actually looks max for a lot cheaper when you are geomaxing and pay a tenth of what you would have paid in America. So looks max, but also geomax. But if you say I can become that guy by looks maxing alone in the West, sure, do that. But it is not going to be feasible for the vast majority of men. Let's be real here. Now, that being said, if you want me to be honest with you, 100% truthful here, if you rule out geomaxing, because there are guys like that who tell me, Riab, I just don't want to go to those countries. I don't want to leave the US. If you are like that, and if you're also capped at normie tier looks-wise, which many men are, because like I said before, surgeries are done on operating tables, not on Photoshop canvas. Then if that is the case, honestly, bro, like, just leaving these communities altogether, just focusing on your career, is probably the right course of action. That way, you can be deluded. You can be shielded from the truth. You will think that the woman showing interest in you at that point in your life when you are 30 is not using you, is dating you for the person you are. Delusion max, basically. The life script for the most men. The realistic answer for the majority of, you know, mediocre men who also don't want a geomax, who also don't want a looks max, is this. The truth. The answer ain't mass cold approaching, bro. You are not gonna beat the house. You are not. And I get what he's trying to say with the, these girls are finished, yo. Because I remember some of my conversations, me listening to what those girls had to say. Like, nothing, dude. Despite that, she had an insane confidence. And why? Because all the dudes competing with each other for her attention. She was like, the biggest present is my presence. They have that mindset, bro. The biggest present is my presence. Your biggest present is presence of hammer and videos. You know what I'm saying? Like, this mass cold approach, volume approach, cringe max stuff only contributes to the problem. All you are doing is giving those girls, the girls you call finished, even more premium gas, contribute to their gut complex even more.
I want to prove that I can get girls more attractive than myself. Oh no, you should just go for your looks match, man. Genetically, fuck you. Fuck you, dude. I'll do whatever I want to do. Like I'll do whatever I want. I want what I want. Oh, but it's unfair. I don't care. Don't care. Sorry. And you guys as well. You know, the people, those of you who aren't getting girls, I know deep down you want the same thing. You may not admit it, but that's exactly what you want. And this is for the greater good. Men raising their standards collectively is for the greater good. Because when we settle for these unattractive women, their egos get overblown. You make it harder for everyone else. And the dating market just gets worse. But when we all stand up and say, nah, I want something better for myself. I want to raise my standards. I don't want to just date a looks match who treats me like shit. I don't, you know, nothing wrong with dating a looks match, but I don't want to date a girl that I'm not even that attracted to. When we all raise our standards, women have to adapt. Now we reverse the roles.
In theory, he's right. If everyone collectively stopped approaching women below their looks level, this wouldn't be an issue. But the problem is the practice and theory are two different things. Men are going to have higher libido. What he says is just not realistic, not feasible. Even if he follows his own advice, which he most likely doesn't, because men overrate. Everybody overrates women. Women's looks. We see how men rate women all the time. Two conditions, guys. Only two conditions needed. Breed, don't be fat. And they are going to say she's dating down. So even if you don't contribute to it, which you do, the rest of men will. The girl you approach will still have options much better than herself. Men who are willing to jest their max and fill up her brain just like you do. That is the problem. Maybe in theory it works. If all men suddenly stopped approaching sub-5 women, yeah, they would have to get off their high horse. But it just won't happen.
I mean, hey, maybe I was going to the wrong places. Maybe I'm not going to find Mary fucking Curie in a college campus. But I'm just saying, most of these chicks are empty, okay? Most of these chicks are boring, and you will get tired of them very quickly, even if they do like you. Unless you're just low IQ and you enjoy their company, fair enough, but most of these chicks are finished, yo. They're finished. They're done. Their hormones are cooked. Their diet is cooked. Their personalities are cooked. Nothing about them is appealing other than their looks. Like, if they weren't hot, no one would have an interest in them.
This is true. If men weren't natural-born cringe-maxers, if they had the same libido as a woman, this world would be a completely different place. I also think he underrates his own face. He doesn't have a Jija Chat face, but that is the thing. He looks younger than his age. He looks younger and he sticks to college campuses. Younger women are not into ogre, overly masculine faces. You also gotta think about what happens when you don't have that face. If that sub-5 woman treats you like that, how is she gonna treat someone worse looking than you? Think of it that way, bruh. You can only take so many rejections as a man before you get labeled on campus, before you get kicked out of bars. I mean, this is the old PUA stuff. Mass cold approach, volume approach, flip the switch in our brain. It is a numbers game, gentlemen. Just keep approaching, blah, blah. Of course, he can preach whatever he wants. He can sell whatever course he wants. But he then complains about entitlement and ego they have. Unlike him, I don't cope about how I am suggesting is also contributing to the problem. Maybe not in the West, but the truth is, geomaxing was easier 10 years ago than today. And it is going to be harder in 10 years than today. What I am doing is not helping this, I know. But I am not doing mental gymnastics like him. At least be honest about what you are telling these guys to do. Don't be a free agent in life.